I had been asked before about maybe we doing some kind of like walking patrols, and that's not going to happen. I don't think that's the correct thing to do. We have the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office. It's been very good. We pay them to work extra duty. They work in there and they patrol in our neighborhood. So, but I do want to try to see if we can get some more people involved in the iWatch program. The more eyes that we have out there and ears that we have out there looking for suspicious activity is very helpful to the Baton Rouge Police Department as well as the Sheriff's Office.
You were part of the Sheriff's Office for a while.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
So to be a watch captain, do you have to have any sort of training?
Well, there's really no training. My goal as president is to hold several meetings throughout the year, and I'll get Captain Aguilar from the Sheriff's Office to come speak and, you know, tell these people what they need to do, what they can do, what they can't do, what's expected of them, what not to do.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about expectations, do any of your watch group participants carry firearms? Do you recommend that at all? What do you think about that?
Not to my knowledge. Like I said, that was one of the first things that I talked about was anything that looks suspicious, we need to call 911. And we have to use a good judgment when we do that. It needs to be some type of suspicious activity, possible criminal activity, you know, first aid calls, auto accidents, heart attacks, whatnot. But far as us, you know, following someone, or if we see something, we need to just call 911, talk to the police, stay on the phone with the dispatcher, try to stay as calm as you can. And under no circumstances would I advise anybody to pursue anyone. And I'm sure there are people in our neighborhood that have concealed weapon permits. I'm not positive how many do, but that's how I stand on that. I mean, I wouldn't encourage anybody to do that. Now, I'm a former police officer. It would, I guess, depend on what was going on if I would do anything. And I, at my age, I don't know if I would.
How much crime happens in your neighborhood on maybe an annual basis?
It's average car burglaries. We had maybe two in 1 month home burglaries. But really, there's a surrounding area around us that it seemed to have more, a little bit more. They had more problems. I really firmly believe that our neighborhood is still one of the safest places to be.
Neighborhood watch groups, do you think that they do a better job of deterring crime from happening? Or do you think they do a better job of maybe like notifying either while it's happening or after it's happening?
I think they do a good job in both of those questions. Watching, looking, making notes. I encourage people that are our block captains with cell phones. Now, just about every cell phone has a camera on it. Criminals do not like their pictures taken. Like I tell them, even if it doesn't take pictures, act like it's taking pictures. They do not like to be photographed. And, you know, any suspicious activity, like police Dwayne White told me one time, he said, if we don't get calls about it, we don't know about it. And, if something happens, he said, we'd rather go out and check it out and, you know, just call us.
Thank you for speaking with us, Mr. Schaefer.
You're welcome.